Well, well. Another human wanders into my patch of forest. Don't you see those markings on the tree? That means this is my territory, little one. As soon as you cross that line, you are all mine. I hope you do keep walking. I could use a little entertainment. I'm surprised you haven't noticed me yet. Human senses are so dull. I expect I could come 100 paces closer and you wouldn't smell me. You rely too much on your eyes, little one. Well, no matter. I may look human. I can even blend in among you when I want to. But when I jump out at you, when you finally lay your eyes on me, there will be no doubt in your mind that I am nothing like you. You will be afraid, and you will run. You will run and run and run. And I will chase you. Well, I'll pretend to chase you. I'll be right on your heels at the beginning. I'll be close enough to smell the terror inside of you as you frantically scramble away from me as quickly as you can. Everyone's fear smells different. I can't wait to smell yours. I want to see the look on your face as I lunge at you, popping out of places you wouldn't think possible. I want to hear you scream in terror and disbelief. Wasn't I just right behind you? How did I get around you like that? How many of me are there? There is only me, but I am more than enough, little one. I will herd you like a dog, driving you deeper and deeper into the trees. Many humans know not to come here, but I still don't like to be disturbed. You'll be so frightened, you won't even think about how far into the woods you're running. I'll let you run until there's no one for miles to hear you scream when I catch you. And I will catch you. Oh, not during the chase, of course. I like to let my prey run, thinking they're getting somewhere. But these are my woods, little one, and there's nowhere far enough to run. Once I've tasted the scent of your fear, I'll find you anywhere. But I'll take my time tracking you down. The woods will start to darken as the day comes to a close. You'll be tired, hungry, and unable to shake the dread of not knowing exactly where I am. You'll start to panic, not knowing exactly where you are either. Your hot blood will chill at the prospect of spending the night among the trees when there's something out here after you, and that something could be anywhere. The unsettling chill of being watched starts to take over the fear of being lost. As soon as the sun slips below the horizon, I will pounce on you and tackle you to the ground. You look up at me and see the hunger, the lust, the pure, primal carnage deep in my eyes. And I will look down at the helpless human I've hunted and claimed. I will feel your wrists tremble in my hands as I hold them against the forest floor. Your hot breath on my face. Your cock rising in your pants at the beautiful but terrifying creature perched on top of you. Oh, the scent of fear and confusion, knowing whatever I'm going to do, and you can't be good, but fervently wondering how I'll use you. I want to see that fear and that confusion on your face. Oh, and you have such a pretty face. You are 200 paces away, but I can see it perfectly clear. I can already imagine how it'll look, contorted, twisted, screaming at the top of your lungs. I can practically hear your moans in my ears now. I wonder if you'll try to fight me when I catch you, or if you'll simply accept your fate. I hope you do fight. You won't have a chance against me, of course. Your body is weak, little one, and it is exhausted. Even on your best day, you'd never have the strength to resist. And today... oh, today is most certainly not your best day. But fight me. Fight for your escape. Fight for your very life. I want to taste the adrenaline running through your veins. Get your blood pumping for me before I feast on it. Cry out as I sink my teeth into you. Drain the blood from your body. Not all of it, of course. I'll leave you alive, and I'll leave enough to keep that cock hard. I'll let you think that's all I wanted from you. After feeding, I'll tell you my appetite has been satisfied and instruct you to get as far away from me as you can before it returns. You'll spring to your feet, ready to flee from me once more, and promptly collapse as the blood drains from your head and renders you too dizzy to stand. You were always weak, little one, but after I have drained you, that pathetic body will have even less strength. You'll keep bleeding as you stumble to the ground, the anticoagulant in my fangs keeping a steady red trickle flowing from your wound. Oh, I can hear your desperate gasps already. Oh, how you'll struggle to breathe without enough blood to carry the oxygen through your body. How you'll panic as you wonder if, against all odds, you'll make it out of here alive tonight. How you'll weep as you try again and again to stand, to run, to do anything that might save you before you finally accept that you're not going anywhere. You'll collapse to the ground and wait for the end, not realizing just how far away it is. Our fun has only begun. I've tasted you, but you haven't tasted me yet. I'll roll you over and turn your face to the sky as I sit on it and grind my cunt against your face. Your desperate gasps for air will disappear as you moan into my pussy and feel my thighs squeeze your head with a strength that you know could pop it like a grape. Maybe you'll wish they could. It might be a quicker end. But I have no intention of giving you a quick end, little one. I'll lift my ass from your face in the moment before you lose consciousness, and savor the sweet song of your sobs as the air once more floods your lungs. Be sure to take a deep breath, because you'll need each one to last you a while. I wonder if I'll come on your face when I ride you. I wonder if you'd even feel it if I did, or if it would simply blend with the warm wetness of the blood that already covers you. Finally, when I can't restrain myself any longer, I will fuck you, little one. I will rip the clothes from that frail human body and ride your cock with everything I've got. I only hope you don't break beneath me. You will scream for me once more, and this time I'll scream with you. We'll moan and howl under the moonlight like animals, and we will fuck like animals. I will grind my hips against yours, with your cock buried inside me, losing myself in the pleasure. Fuck how I live for these moments. The thrill of the hunt, the chase, the game, all leading up to claiming my prize and using his body any fucking way I want to. I'll come on your cock, little one. I'll come over and over and over again and force you to do the same. You'll come in me until there's nothing left inside you. No more cum. No more tears. No more blood. I will ride you to death, little one. I love the scent of your terror, but the pleasure of your orgasm will make the taste of your flesh so much nicer. When your last moments are so blissful, the relaxation, the euphoria will spread through your body and flavor it so nicely for me. I'll kiss you as you die, little one, and the last drop of your cum will be swallowed by my hungry pussy in the moment your last breath rises from your lungs and into my mouth. You've had a hell of a day, but the ecstasy you'll feel at the end will make it all seem worth it. And as my teeth rend the flesh from your bones, I'll know it was worth it for me too. Oh. Fuck. I'm drooling for you already, little one. From my jaws and from my cunt. I just can't help but touch myself. Why are you teasing me like this? Just come a little closer. Just come a little closer. Come on. Come on. That's right. Now it's time to play.